Now, listeners, it's a great pleasure to welcome a very, very special guest to the programme. And I'll tell you why in a moment. I'm going to tell you her name, firstly, Sister Stanislaus Kent, a presentation sister here in Youghal. And would you believe it, on the 10th of June, she is going to reach the magic age of 100. Congratulations, Sister San.
Thank you very much, Tommy.
100 years young.
Yes.
On the 10th of June.
Certainly, yeah.
Well, it's just a fantastic achievement. Well done to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Now, you were telling me you're not from Youghal.
No, I'm from Mitchelstown, the home of good cheese.
The home of good cheese. I remember that on the sponsored ads, do you remember?
Yes, yeah.
And did you live in the town or out the country?
No, I was living in Ballinamona, that's outside the town. And I went to school in the Presentation Convent in Mitchelstown.
In Mitchelstown, very good.
Until I came to sixth class. And there was no secondary school for girls in Mitchelstown at the time. And there were the Christian Brothers had a secondary school for boys. So Canon Foohey came to Mitchelstown and he said that wasn't right. So he borrowed a classroom from the Presentation Nuns and started a secondary school there and brought in a secondary teacher. And she got us as far as Interchurch.
Very good.
But the numbers went down. They weren't coming. And it had to close. So my mother wanted me to go to Loretta for Moy by bus. But in the meantime, Sister Stanislaus, my namesake, sent somebody to tell me, go into her, she wanted me. So I went in and what did she say? I want you to continue your studies because I have a little cell for you down in Youghal. So that was my vocation.
Wow. So this nun could see kind of where you were. Isn't that amazing?
And she took an interest in me all the time I was in school because she was from Glanworth herself and my mother had been teaching in Glanworth.
Right. So your mammy was a teacher.
She was.
And what was your daddy, just for the record?
He was a farmer.
A farmer. Mm. Very good. Mm. And brothers and sisters, Stan?
No, only the two brothers.
Two brothers. And what did they end up doing?
One of them was farming and the other was working in the co-op stores in Mitchelstown.
Very good. Mm. Now, growing up, I suppose, on a farm, Sister Stan, was that tough going when you were small, can you remember?
We enjoyed it.
And what kind of things did you have to do?
Milk the cows and everything.
Get up early?
Well, not in the morning because we were going to school. We'd have to take our breakfast and go and walk half a mile to school.
Wow.
There were no buses that time and no cars to drive us in.
Okay. And the school itself, was it a modern building or an old building? Can you remember?
It was built in 1911, there before 39 anyway.
Yes. Because the reason I ask you was, my father always told me in Galway, they had to bring a sod of turf when they were going to school. You didn't have to do that, or
we
did
had to bring a half crown to buy coal for the fire.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So they had a big open fire at one end.
Well, there were bars in front of us, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we could put our hands through the bars to heat our bottle of milk.
Yeah, very good.
Leave them.
And tell me now, when you were small, were you interested in music or sport or sewing or knitting or what kind of stuff?
Well, I was very interested in knitting and crochet.
Okay. And did you do a lot of it?
I haven't a cardigan on me today that I did myself.
Wow. Mm. Recently?
Oh, no. Years ago.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Isn't that? It's great, and it's coming back, isn't it, crochet?
It is, yeah. And anything, I believe, that the wool shops are opening again.
Yeah, and of course.
You have to get wool for a while.
During the pandemic, I suppose, anyway, yeah.
Well, yes, they started doing it during the pandemic.
And tell me now, in Mitchelstown itself, other families, were you close to other families or was your farm away from other families?
No, there was a farm right across the road from us. They were Condons originally, but one of the girls, the boy there died of TB, and one of the girls got the farm then and she married a man Whelan from Carehill in Mitchelstown.
Very good.
They were right across the road from us.
Okay.
And son now has built a new house down from it to the left, and they have a family growing up there again.
Very good. And what was your favourite pastime yourself besides crochet now? What did you like doing in your spare time, or had you much spare time, Stan?
I hadn't really much spare time.
Oh. You were helping your mother, I suppose.
Oh, yes, yeah, helping at home and milking the cows and that.
Very good. Now, were you a religious family, would you say? Did your mum and dad say the rosary, for instance?
Oh, yes, the rosary every night. I remember my father, there was a table there and a chair beside it, and he'd kneel up in the chair and his elbows up on the table.
Oh. Yeah, a good tradition, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And I'm sure you had the picture of the Sacred Heart.
Oh, yeah, and the Sacred Heart lamp.
Yes.
And my brother-in-law was noted for attending to the Sacred Heart lamp, putting oil in it, you know, lighting it.
Oh, yeah.
My mother used to say, the Sacred Heart look after you.
So... You were born in 1921, just when the Civil War. You were too young, I suppose, then.
Placida had trouble getting my birth cert. And they said it was because of the troubles.
In the Civil War.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. You grew up then, and I'm very interested to know now why you became a nun. Was it common in those days for girls to become nuns or to go off to the civil service, or was it up to yourself, or did your mammy say?
Well actually, when this lay teacher was teaching us in the secondary, the Canon Fogway secondary, she was putting in some of the girls for writing assistants. That was the thing to do at the time, you know.
Okay.
But I was too young for it.
Okay.
So there was nothing else suggested after that until Sister Stanislaus
came to me. And how did that go down with your mum and dad now?
I don't know. My mother took it all right, and she says, my father was just passing through the kitchen, and she says, she wants to be a nun. Sister Stanislaus wants her to be a nun.
Yeah.
She couldn't do a better thing, he said. So
I had
no opposition.
And tell me now, were there any boys there looking at you in Mitchelstown at all?
No.
Kept well away from them. Mm-hmm. And so when you left after the few years in secondary school, where did you go then, Stan, physically?
I went to school to Ballingarry.
In Tipperary, is
in
that?
In Tipperary.
Okay.
You see, when Sister Stanislaus sent for me, she said she'd write to Crosshaven. Now, you must remember, this would be about the middle of September.
Okay.
And she wrote to Crosshaven, and they had no vacancy. She had been there herself and her four sisters. But then she wrote to Thurles, and they had no vacancy either, but they had another school out in Ballingarry, and they would have a vacancy there.
And were these schools postulants now, or just an ordinary school?
Ordinary school.
So the schools were fairly full even in those days?
Oh, they were, yeah.
Wow. Hmm. So what happened in the end?
In the end, I went to Ballingarry then, and I was there for 2 years and did my leaving cert there.
And did you board, or did you go up and down?
No, boarding.
Boarding.
Boarding, yeah. Well, it would be too far away to go to Nachlan to get a train.
And that was kind bridge. Of, for, that Sister Stan, that was for your leaving cert years, kind
yeah,
of. You were kind of 15 or 16,
there.
Yeah. Mm. That was tough going on a young girl, was it? Or did you mind?
No, it was the same, sure, all the others were the same.
Yeah, and you had made your own fun, I'm sure, did you?
We did. A funny thing, there was a girl much younger, she was only first year, and I was 50, and we palled together,
isn't that
which was
nice.
Unusual.
And what was her name?
Bridie Madigan. She did before me.
Okay. And how many girls are we talking about? Was this an all-girls school, so?
It was.
In Ballingarry. How many girls are we talking about?
There wouldn't have been many, about 50.
And run by the Presentation Sisters. And
yeah.
Sister Stan was there, was she?
No.
She wasn't there.
Oh,
no.
There was a Sister Stan there as well.
But not the Sister
not
Stan.
Not the same.
Okay.
One. No.
And did the original Sister Stan give you a shout every now and then, or did she leave you be for the 2 years?
Oh,
did she come up to see you?
No, she couldn't come to see me. They were enclosed that time. We couldn't go out at all. But I'd go in to see her when I'd come home on holidays.
Okay.
Home at Christmas. And we hadn't Easter, actually. But I did get home to go to a doctor.
Okay. And did you miss your family now when you were boarding?
Oh, I did in the beginning, like, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. And but when I came home, you know, everything seemed to be so small compared to the high
school.
Ceilings
in
the school, you know.
And were the dormitories nice now, or were they plain?
Well, pretty ordinary plain. Mm.
And your meals, what were they like for you?
Oh, they were fine.
They were good, yeah?
Oh, all right.
Oh,
they were,
And what did you do in your spare time again there? Did you have sports or games or what?
We had two tennis courts, and I used to play tennis.
Good. Were you any good?
Brighting myself.
It was fun anyway, says you.
Well, it was.
Very good. So, when you were there now, were you thinking about how Sister Stan had invited you, that she'd like you to be a nun?
I had that in my mind all the time,
and
after from that on. In fact, I had gone, she had arranged for me to visit Yall before I went to Balgarry at all.
Yeah. And had you ever been to Yall? Did you know where Yall was even, I suppose? Before, as a small girl?
I did, actually, after we did our intercert. A group of us came down to Yall, and we went across in the ferry boat.
Very good. I remember hearing about the ferry boat, going over to the ferry boat.
Yeah.
That was a nice trip.
We crossed the ferry.
Very nice, yeah.
It was a wet day, and I had a green raincoat, and had a lovely pink frock that I had at a wedding before that.
Yeah.
And the green of the coat ran on the pink frock.
Oh, no.
Ruined it.
Oh, God. So you had a wet baptism in your home.
I had.
And so when you left school, did you have any time for your holidays after the equivalent of your leave insert in, you know, back home? Or did you come straight down to Yall then?
Oh, no. So we did our leaving cert in June. I came home then and spent the time at home in Ballymona until the 7th of October. And I came to Yall that time.
Yeah. And were
I've been here in Yall ever since.
And were you anxious coming to Yall now, or were you happy to come?
I'm happy to come.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking, as a father now, your dad, was he a bit lonesome? I'm sure he was lonesome after.
Well,
he
came with me, actually. My mother and father.
Yeah.
And I had a first cousin, a priest, and of course he had a car at that time.
We wouldn't
have a car at home, you know.
Yeah.
So it was he and his mother came with us.
Putting you on the spot, Sister Stan, what year was that you came to Yall first, the first to enter?
1939.
Wow. And did many girls come enter at the same year as you? Was there a few or a big group?
No, not here, but there are two in Donegal. They enter the same day in Donegal.
Okay.
Donegal is closed since. The two of them didn't enter the same day. One did, Sister Eukaria, and she came and we met below, and the novitiate was in Fermoy at the time. And we met there for the first time.
Very good. So the other girl
entered in Donegal later on, 8th of December.
Well, you've a fantastic memory. Going back to 1939, listeners, in case you've joined us late, our very special guest here on the radio is Sister Stan from the Presentation Convent on the Front Stand. And we want you to send up all the presents now on the 10th of June, because, wait for it, listeners, she's 100 years young. And doesn't she sound it? Well, I think she does anyway. But you have a fantastic memory. I can't remember last week. And you can go back to 1939. That's brilliant, Sister Stan. And how many years was it before you could become a nun as a postulant?
I was a postulant for 6 months.
Okay.
And I was first year for 12 months. And second year, another 12 months. And at the end of that time, I made my first vows, and then 3 years later, made final vows.
Very good.
That was
5 years.
5 years,
yeah.
5 and a half, actually.
Yeah. So you definitely knew you were going to be a nun after all of that, anyway. And did many of the sisters leave, or did they all stay, the nuns that were with you at the time?
There were some in the novitiate who left There was one girl from Cove.
Yeah.
And she was the bishop's postulant, they told us.
Okay.
He sent her.
Right.
And there was a second one then, girl McCarthy. They're the only two.
And were there many sisters in general? I know you can't remember the exact number. Was there a big group of sisters?
There were 18 of us together.
18?
18, yeah.
Between nuns and postulants?
Well, no, between first years and second years.
Okay. And
they were all novices.
All novices. And how many nuns were there in the convent?
About 43 when I entered.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there was a big group.
Oh, no, they weren't with us. We were in the novitiate down in Fermoy.
Oh, I understand. Yeah. All right. Okay.
And there were 18 of us there.
18.
Together.
Very
and,
good.
Mistress of novices and her assistant.
And tell me, when you were there, were you allowed out in Fermoy or had you to stay
in
the building? You had to stay inside or in the
grounds? The only thing we went out for was to do an exam in Cork. Can't remember what the name was.
Yeah. Mm. So after 5.5 years of tough work, you were sent to Yall. And did any other sister, were any other sister sent? You were the only sister that was sent to
Yall. Well, I was the only one from Yall that year.
Yeah,
but there were two before me, the year before.
Yes.
Sister Mary was a Sacred Heart, they all know her. And Sister Oliver.
Very good.
They were before me.
And when you came down to Yall then, can you remember your first day coming down? Your dad brought you down, did he?
My father and mother.
Yeah.
And my aunt and her son, the priest.
And tell me, were they allowed to see you? Were they saying goodbye to you then, or were they allowed to see you at Christmas and other times?
They could, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't bye-bye kind of.
No.
Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. And when you came down first, did you start teaching straight away, or had you other jobs?
No, well, I had to go down to the school in the morning before the sisters would come to teach, you know, to meet the children coming in.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you like that?
Get them the ideas.
Very good.
Loved it.
And just for our listeners, what age group did the school cater for?
What should they do?
The youngest?
From the youngest to the...
What were the youngest?
To sixth class.
Babies up to sixth class. And was it a big school when you came first?
About 450, I'd say.
Very good. Mm. Okay. Mm. And the other sisters that were with you then, I'm sure like every other group, you got on well with some and not so well with others, but you all had to work together.
We didn't know any difference.
Very good. And did you like the teaching now itself?
I did, loved it.
Very good. You were a born teacher, I'd say.
Especially the children who had difficulties.
Yeah.
I remember saying it to I have a niece who had been a teacher and she retired early. And I remember saying to her one time, I got great satisfaction teaching the children who had difficulty. But she said, I couldn't manage those at all. I'd be for the clever ones.
Very good. But, I suppose it's a special skill, Sister Stan, isn't it?
I suppose it is.
And a lot of patience.
Yes, and you try to make school as happy as I could.
And I always remember, I'm sure you were the same as a teacher and as a student, when you'd leave a class, if you got on well with yourself, the children would be very lonesome, wouldn't they, when they'd be going at the end of the year, you know?
Yeah, going on to another class.
Yeah. And I suppose, did you go from babies up to sixth class kind of in your time?
Oh, no, I didn't. Where did I'll tell you, when I came home after profession, I went to Carisford.
Okay.
I spent 2 years there. Now, Carisford was for primary teaching,
yeah.
But when at that stage in Yall, there was what we called a secondary top, where it was like seventh and eighth class, but they were prepared for intercert. And instead of going into primary school that I was trained for, I was put into the secondary top.
Wow. So that was a challenge, wasn't it?
It was an awful challenge. But anyway, I got on all right.
Good.
And when was it? 1960. They became a secondary school. And they had one or two secondary teachers. Mara Tuig now would be one of them, you know. And Sister Frances Cooper. And they opened a secondary top. So I went back to sixth class.
Very good.
You see, I had no business there. From this, but for the first 12 months, after, no, what was it, 2 years, I had to stay on where I was in the secondary top until they had the others back from university.
Yeah, and trained up.
Place.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Did you mind going back to the primary?
Not at all, because that's what I was trained for.
Yeah, very good. Mm. But it was a great experience, wasn't it, to be in with the secondary top for a few years?
It was.
And listen, a little birdie told me now that not alone were you a teacher, but you became the principal. For your sins.
Who told you that?
Foster. There you are. That's, we're supposed to learn these things. But you became principal after how many years were you teaching?
75.
Very good.
Well, I was teaching since 44. Okay. Yeah, 42 to 44. Oh. I was 40 years teaching altogether.
Congratulations.
And I'm 37 years retired.
Well, I'm telling you, you're looking great, Sister Stan. I'm serious now, listeners. If it, pity it's not television, because Sister Stan is here. Mm-hmm. She's our special guest. She's celebrating, in case you joined us late, mm-hmm. she's celebrating her special birthday, 100 years young, on the 10th of June. And we wish her every prayers and happiness for it. Mm-hmm. And living in Yall now, I assume, a silly question, but I'll ask it anyway, that did you like Yall all these years?
I did. It was lovely.
Yeah, coming from a rural area.
Yes, which was lovely looking out of the sea, which you'd never see in the rural area.
Yeah, I must say, the school has one of the nicest views,
yes,
hasn't it?
Yes.
And at its peak, how many students did you have in the primary school?
Roughly. All together?
Well, at the biggest, yeah.
What, you mean in a class?
Yeah, in classes. Were there big classes?
When I went back to the sixth class, I had 50 in the classroom.
50? Listeners, do you hear that?
50.
Wow.
And they were so close together, I couldn't get around between the discs.
You had 50, though?
50 in the class.
Well, I'd say that. That was a challenge now, was it?
When you couldn't get around, you know.
Yeah. Mm. But I suppose they were good children, were they?
Yeah, they were.
And they behaved
lovely
themselves.
Children were lovely.
Yeah. Mm. And was 50 typical now, or were you given the big class? Was there 50 in most classes?
No, it depends. Sometimes they'd be big numbers, and more times they wouldn't be, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't come in from the start.
Yeah. Mm. And tell me, you were able to go home on your holidays to Mam and Dad and your brothers?
It's only since Vatican II.
Well, you were kind of semi-enclosed,
though. We were enclosed, yeah.
God.
We were fully enclosed.
And how many years was that, so? Vatican II.
Vatican II.
Was that the 60s or 70s it came
in? Yeah.
So 30 years you were enclosed.
You were.
You'd want to be getting on well with your fellow sisters, wouldn't you? And you had.
So they're a family, like, you know.
Yeah, that's true. And, like, if people ask about the presentation sisters now, I mean, there are other ours, the Loretto sisters are here as well, you know, and you have the Mercy and that. What would you say about the presentation sisters that's special, Stan? Yes. Like, you're a presentation sister now, you're not a Mercy sister. So if I was to ask you, what would define you as a presentation sister?
There's not a very great difference.
Yeah. Well, you're all heading the one way anyway, aren't you?
Yeah. You see, the only thing about the Mercies were that they were going out visiting the families.
Okay.
Whereas we couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Because we were enclosed.
And was your only brief, if I can put it that way, education? Or were any in nursing or anything like that?
No,
Stan, no. So only education?
Education.
Well, I'm telling you.
There was one nun in Middleton who was a nurse before she entered.
Yeah.
And they kind of kept that up. Like, when she died, they had another one sent on as a nurse, you know.
But
it wasn't our...
Not your brief normally, very good. Mm. And, like, you were sent to Yall. Is that typical now of the presentation sisters? You'd be sent to a convent and you'd stay there, or do sisters move? Did many sisters move in and out of Yall?
Some of them do, yeah.
Yeah.
So Mother Tuvig has moved. She's up in the north of Ireland now.
Yeah.
And
but you
they move from convent to convent now, you know.
And
it depends on the need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously the need was great if they asked you to stay on and be principal as well. Mm-hmm. And then handing over, I suppose it was all nuns in the beginning, was it? And then lay people came.
The only reason I became principal was that Sister Mary of the Sacred Heart, who had been principal before me, she was made provincial.
Yeah.
In the order.
Very
and
good.
She had to go out of y'all then for that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I happened to be principal.
Well, I think you're being modest there now. I'm sure, Sister Stan, and you have many qualities they were looking out for, because the ladies in charge of the order, they picked their nuns well, I think. And did many of the students, many of the girls, girls only, obviously, in y'all become nuns that went through your hands or your classes? Did many girls from y'all come back and become sisters?
You see, the most of the vocations ended in the 1960s.
Yeah.
You know, so that wasn't in my time.
No, as a lay person looking on, I think it's an awful shame because, okay, I know there's been bad press for some sisters, but the majority of nuns that I knew myself were all good women, like your good self, Sister Stan, you know. And when you look out now, do you think, will there be sisters in another 20 or 30 years? Will there be more vocations, or do you think so?
I can't see where they come from.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that'd be a shame, won't it, really?
The numbers are going down and they're getting old and they're dying.
Yes.
And the number,
there's none
coming in, Sid.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I suppose we should give a little mention to your fellow sisters here in y'all that'll be celebrating the big birthday. So will we just name them for our listeners? Who's with you here now?
Sister Placida.
Sister Placida, who's great at, she helped organise the interview. Sister Placida, great woman.
Sister Carmel.
Sister Carmel, sure, well, you know Sister Carmel of old. Yeah. She hasn't changed in years. She's the same since I came to y'all, and that's 40 years ago. You know that, Sister Carmel.
I remember when you came to y'all first.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Go on, tell them the stories.
There was a time of the troubles in the north, and you brought down children from the north of Ireland.
To the Nagel.
Nagel House.
Yeah. That's right. I was working with Vincent Call there in that.
That's when I met you first.
Isn't that? Well, God bless your memory now. There are listeners. So I've been involved in the Nagel House. And isn't it ironic how the circle goes, full circle, that Community Radio Y'all is in that same building now,
is,
you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I interrupt you. I apologise. So that's two sisters. And you have two more, you were saying?
Sister Margaret.
Sister
Margaret.
Right.
Cashman. She has a brother, a priest. You might have remembered it. She had a brother down in West Cork, and he was put in because the parish priest was there, wasn't capable, and he got an awful time.
That's a shame. Yeah. And your good self, of course. So four sisters, is it?
Yeah. Here?
And you all get on great. I say there'd be great chats here now. And tell me now, you know, even a person who's coming to 100, you must have a great, I'd love to know really, what do you think of life in general now in 2021? Do you think it's good or bad living in Ireland? And
she's gone to the bed altogether.
Yeah. And would you see any good things now since?
Well, I see it. Since the pandemic came, people are so careful of one another.
Well,
which is marvellous.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a good thing that has come out of it. Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are, and they watch out and they give a phone call. And I suppose, Stan, what I was going to say is there's going to be a big party, I take it. Is there for the 100?
Possibly.
Listener, she's keeping very quiet here about it. But just for the record, I was asking you off air, your mum and dad lived to be a good age as well, didn't they, Stan?
They were in their 84 and 85.
Isn't that good? So working on the farm didn't do them any harm, should it? Or you either, sisters. So listen, you're going to be getting the big cheque off the president.
Hopefully,
yeah. But it's great.
They couldn't give it to me directly, because I'm in full poverty.
Well, I assume now the order could send it sideways, couldn't they? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you have to take a vow of poverty.
Yeah, poverty, well, chastity and obedience.
I had forgotten about that, yeah. So you have no few bob at all, is it?
Well, I suppose we'll come to the convent.
Very good, yeah. And just for our listeners, the convent is here on the Front Strand, anybody not from Yore, and it has one of the best views of any convent, hasn't it? Well,
it has.
How long is it here, do you know, Sister Stan?
Oh, since 1834.
1834, wow.
And the first sisters came from Donegal.
Wow.
And they had to go to Middleton.
Yeah.
Stay there overnight.
Yeah.
And come down from Middleton to Yall following day.
Wow. Well, that's a long history, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I was just thinking there now, if there's any young lady or not so young lady out there, would you encourage them to join up if they were thinking about it?
I would, of course.
Do they have kind of weekends for special, you know, for people who are aspiring to be nuns?
No, busy, they haven't, you know.
Yeah. But they could have a talk with you, couldn't they? And you put them right, Sister Stan.
You're joking, though.
I know, I think there's nothing like a bit of experience. Sure, there isn't, really.
This is true.
Very good. Well, listeners, I'm humbled, really, because I've interviewed a lot of people over the years on Community Radio Yore, but this is a very special interview with a lovely lady, Sister Stanislaus Kent, and she's originally from Mitchelstown, and she's now living in Yore for all her religious career. How many years would that be that you're in Yore, Stan?
70-something.
Wow. And we were talking about the order there now. Would you think Yall has improved as a town since you came?
Oh, it has. I was up last week and I couldn't see the improvement in the houses.
Yeah.
They look to be beautifully painted.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, the railway, sure, when you came first, the railway was?
I travelled in that railway.
Did you really? Yeah.
I did. I was in Carisfort at the time.
Yeah.
And Sister Mary was with me the first year. My first year, it was her second year. Sister Mary, the Sacred Heart.
Yes.
And I had to go on my own the second year because she was finished.
Yeah.
And Sister Patrick, the old Sister Patrick Kenty, had her mother visiting her.
Yeah.
And of course we had no car at the time, and Massey Sheehan used to drive us anywhere we went to go, and I had to go to the station. So Sister Patrick asked me, would I take her mother with us in the car? She was going home.
Yeah.
And of course I forgot in the morning to tell Massey to call next door, the yeah. lodge. She was staying in the lodge next door to us.
Yeah.
And where Canon Brown is now.
Yes.
Of course I forgot. And it was outside of the station when I remembered. And Massey says, don't worry, he says, I'll bring her out. So he went back in for her and she arrived in time, thank God.
You'd have been killed. And listen, are you related to the good Canon Tom Brown?
Yes.
Who I'm sure will be listening in today. What's the connection there?
Yeah. On his mother's side.
Very good. Well, the two of you are great people, I must say now. And it's been a pleasure talking to you, Sister Stan. And can we wish you every happiness for the future?
Thank you.
And sure, you might make another 100.
Not likely.
But the 10th of the June, anyway, listeners, is the big day. And as I said, Sister Stan told me on the quiet she'll accept any presents, big or small.
I did not.
Cash or credit card, no problem at all. A very happy birthday to you, Sister Stan.
You
and a pleasure
much.
Talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. Sister Stan, we've been joined by your colleagues here and they'd like to say a few words. So who have we got for our listeners?
Sister Placida.
Sister Placida. It's a great honour for me, and I'm sure for yourselves, to have one of your colleagues reaching the ripe old age of 100.
Absolutely superb, Tommy. And we've started already to be ready for the day.
Great.
And you had the honour of the first interview for CRY.
Delighted.
And we wish her another 100 but may it be without COVID.
Without COVID, yeah, and lots of drink.
Lots of drink, now we have it.
And Sister Placida, will you kindly introduce to our listeners the next sister, please?
This is Sister Margaret Cashman.
Sister Margaret, it's lovely to have you on the programme. And I'm sure you'd like to wish happy birthday to Sister Stan.
Yes, indeed. A very happy birthday to Stan. And yeah. Many of them, girl.
Do you know her for a short or a long time?
Not too long. Well, I suppose 20 or 30 years.
Yeah. Very, very contrary, is she?
Oh, not a bit.
No, she's a great woman, isn't
she's
she?
Marvellous, yeah. A wonderful person.
A lovely lady altogether. And we're so delighted to know her and to share on this special occasion.
Exactly. Sure, she's wonderful.
And listen, when we think of y'all, when I came to y'all first, I think of the beach and I think of Merrick's and I think of Sister Carmel, because I got involved with the Nagel House, your own place, which was handed over to the Vincent Paul. And who used to come in with her cheery smile? Only Sister Carmel for the teas. Do you remember that, Carmel?
I do indeed. And remember the old folk on holidays?
On holidays, sure. They were great.
Go down and make the tea for them.
Go down and make. And you were
Tommy
great.
Would be.
Yeah. Pouring. Yeah, and you were there to help them out. And it was a great place, actually, for...
It was.
Wasn't it?
And we had the children before that or after that.
Yeah. It was great, really. It served its time, didn't it?
It certainly
really?
Did, and did a good job on it.
Did a good job.
And it's still working there, you know.
It is, yeah.
With the radio and the
youth club.
And the youth club.
Yeah.
And the guard, the fishing end.
Fitting, yeah. And Bobby Lee has a little place out the back.
He has.
God bless him. And listen, this Sister Stan, you know her for quite a long number of years, don't you?
Many, many, many years.
Isn't that great, really?
After you, Stan, I was the second after you.
Wow.
And that's a fair bit.
Wow. And how many years are you so here, Carmen? Can you, if I was putting you on the spot? Roughly now.
78.
Congratulations.
Thank you. You entered in 43, did you?
43.
Wow, Carmel. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a wonderful honour.
Thank you very much.
Listeners, we're going to do a programme on each of these sisters because they have hundreds of stories. But today's story is about Sister Stan, Carmen. So I'm sure you'd like to wish her a very happy birthday.
I will. A very happy birthday, Sister Stan.
Thank you very much.
And may you be rewarded for all your years.
Great work.
With patience and... Yeah. Oh, and she was a great lady at teaching.
Yeah. Like yourself, sure. You're all great. Yeah. And it's listeners, on behalf of all the good listeners here, to wish you all every happiness. And on this occasion, very great happiness to Sister Stan, because the sisters have been a power of strength with all the lay people here in y'all. So keep up your good work.
Yes, indeed.
And it's lovely to see and to share with you on this special occasion for Sister Stan. Sister Stan, well done, and many more blessings and happiness to you. And Sister,
and thanks for the flowers, Tommy.
You're very welcome, sure.
And they're beautiful.
They're very
nice. They fit in beautifully.
Thanks.